news and in-depth analysis with our team of Bears experts. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back. Bring your family out to a game this season. Family plans start at $89 and are on sale at NUSports.com. Despite dropping three straight this week, the Cubs managed to pick up ground on St. Louis and Milwaukee heading into the weekend with a five-game lead in the NL Central. Northsiders open a series with the Brewers tonight at Wrigley. It is the first Friday night game in Wrigley history. John Lackey takes the mound tonight. He'll face Jimmy Nelson. Chris Bryant told Bernstein and Rosner he's relieved this one is a night game.
We need it. I mean, I couldn't imagine having a day game right now. I mean, I probably got home at like 3:30 last night. So, that would have been a rough one, but I'm glad they changed it for sure.
Pre-game with Mark Gordy starts at 6:30 here on The Score. The White Sox, meanwhile, looking to bounce back after being swept at home by Cleveland. Cleveland now riding a 15-game win streak. Southsiders will take on the Giants at Guaranteed Rate Field tonight. Lucas Giolito gets the start. Matt Moore goes for the Giants. Before tonight's game, the Sox purchased the contracts of pitchers Al Albuquerque and Chris Volstead from Charlotte. First pitch at 7:10 from the South Side. Bears getting set for their season opener at Soldier Field Sunday against Atlanta. The injury report for week one is out. Lineman Kyle Long, outside linebacker Pernell McPhee, and wide receiver Marcus Wheaton, all questionable. Quarterback Prince Amukamara is doubtful. Head coach John Fox is cautioning fans not to base their predictions on the preseason, which is more about evaluating talent.
Obviously, a lot of technique and a lot of evaluation. You know, you're really trying to better your football team and, make sure you evaluate the talent, and particularly the young talent.
Bears also waiving running back Kadeem Carey and quarterback Connor Shaw today. The team also reached an injury settlement with Lamar Houston. Bulls announcing Cameron Payne has had successful surgery on his foot. He'll be out 3 to 4 months. This scoreboard update is brought to you by TuneIn. Take the score with you wherever you go. Download the TuneIn app today. And the score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Hampton Social, located on Hubbard in Chicago. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Build Ford Tough Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Falcons game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Oh, what's that? Are you kidding me?
Brian Billick.
They want a physical game. They think that's the game they want. We got to show them they picked wrong.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
The Baltimore defense, Brian Billick, that has been the difference in this game.
NFL Network contributor.
If you were in charge of an offense that managed 500 yards but just 23 points, how would you spend the next week getting ready for the next game?
I'd fire my coordinator.
Brian Billick.
Look, somebody!
With Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
All right. Brian Billick joins us, telling us, when you hear this voice, we know football season is upon us, and it's open. It opened last night. Brian Billick on Twitter, at Coach Billick, and he's with us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Well, that was one hell of a lid lifter last night. I don't know what the outcome ultimately meant, but there are some people who are frightened and a lot of people who are very, very satisfied that Bill Belichick got stomped. What did you think?
That wasn't it. I mean, that sent a message. I mean, you just think about 24 hours ago, we were talking about, the New England going to go 16-0 and Brady's going to play until he's 60, and now it's, boy, are they going to win a game, and when are they going to put Jimmy Garoppolo in? You know, it's amazing how, and that's the way the NFL is, week one opener, with the Monday or Tuesday after the opening week, you got 50% of the teams in an absolute free fall. My God, what are we going to do now? And then it flips back the other way the next week. So that was substantial for Kansas City to go into New England and do what they did in the way they did it. That changed the power rankings around a lot of people around the league. Kansas City, clearly in the AFC, showed that they can be that team that you're going to have to beat.
Yeah, Brian, we've seen the Patriots bounce back from a game like this too many times to think that they're really in any kind of trouble, but they did have some significant injuries last night. How do they come out of this game?
Well, you know, that obviously losing Edelman in the preseason was a huge hit. And depending on what Dante Hightower and some of the others, injuries are going to be a factor. And it doesn't take much. There's that mosaic, that puzzle of what puts together a good team, and all of a sudden a missing piece. You don't know how it cascades down. And for Kansas City as well, to lose Eric Berry. What a tough loss that was. What a great player he is. Big part of what they do. So unfortunately, injuries are going to be that way. But I think New England, notwithstanding, they're going to be fine. You don't have to worry about them bouncing back. But they may not be the 17, well, we know they're not a 16-0 team right now, but they may not be the dominant team that we thought they were coming into it. And it basically has opened up the entire AFC to say, hey, this thing's wide open. Everybody thought it was New England versus the field. This is wide open.
There are so many good games this week. I don't know where you want to start, but there's some weeks that we look around and say, oh, maybe this, maybe that. And maybe when we get into December and some of these teams are worn down by injury, we might change our minds. But looking at it right now, man, this is an intriguing first slate of games.
It is. I mean, you can go with Seattle and Green Bay. I think Green Bay could be the team to beat in the NFC, in my opinion. Martellus Bennett's the best pickup. Free agent pickup, I thought, of all of last season, to go opposite Jordy Nelson, who led the league in touchdowns, and then Davante Adams, who was second in the league in touchdowns. And then you throw in a healthy Randall Cobb and Ty Montgomery coming out of the backfield. I thought that was a huge pickup. And then, obviously, I also think I'm really looking forward to that Oakland-Tennessee game. These two young quarterbacks, Derek Carr and Marcus Mariota. And what Tennessee did, I think Tennessee is the sneaky team in the AFC right now to come out of. I mean, they added those two draft choices in the first and third round. They got Eric Decker in free agency. They're going to be better on defense. Marcus Mariota is taking on Aaron Rodgers-esque type. Now, I'm not going to slam dunk in the Hall of Fame just yet, but I mean, this kid looks pretty good to me. I love what Derek Carr is doing. It's going to be fun to watch. Those are two games that I'm really going to be interested in watching.
Surprised you didn't say Giants-Cowboys.
Well, that too. Yeah, they're all, like I said, there's a lot of good games. That one, you know, I do my show playbook for the NFL Network 6 p.m. on Wednesdays, and Sean O'Hara and I were talking about it. And of course, New York swept Dallas last year. I think Dallas is going to be better prepared to make the big plays down the field to offset that pass rush and that blitzing of the New York Giants. But there again, that's going to be a great game as well.
Is Pittsburgh good enough to win it all? Or are they deep enough to win it all?
Absolutely, yeah. But they, like everybody, you got to stay healthy. But to get Martavius Bryant back, Le'Veon Bell is going to be fresh and ready to go. To pick up Joe Hayden to add to that secondary. Remember, that defense second half of the season got pretty darn good. So if they can stay healthy, yeah, I think Pittsburgh's going to be right there in the hunt of it.
Okay, you are going to now be Brian Billick offensive coordinator, and you are given the Bears, quote-unquote, offense. Mike Glennon is the starting quarterback. You know that you've got a workhorse running back in Jordan Howard. And then, I don't know what you have, but you know what you're going to see. You know that the safety's going to be walking up. You know the corners are going to be coming up. You know that you're going to see many men on that front. You don't have a particularly athletic quarterback. What do you do? What is a reasonable game plan to try to counterbalance what's being done to you?
Wow. Yeah. Cause that, you know, when I look at Chicago, the hard thing is if, you know, you do the Belichickian, you know, we're going to stop what you do best. We're going to take away your best player. Well, if I'm facing the Chicago Bear offense, that's what?
Jordan Howard, right?
Where are you going to, you're going to beat me with Jordan Howard? That's the tough one. And so, yeah, I think the Baltimore Ravens are facing this. This is the reverse of it. People go passive. We're not going to give you the big play because we're going to have to show us that you can run against us. Well, it's the reverse for the Chicago Bears. We're not going to let you run, and you're going to have to show us that you can get the ball down the field and beat us with those big plays consistently enough. And that's what you got to do. You got to keep trying. You got to make them pay the price or you're going to see those 8-9-man fronts.
Yeah, I don't see it though, because I don't know how closely you've watched Kevin White in the preseason, because that's, you know, you have a top five, whatever, seventh pick, whatever it was, where he just doesn't look sudden and doesn't look fast. And if he's going to face that kind of, you're talking about some really good one-on-one cover corners on Atlanta. This is a big show me game for Kevin White. If he can swim through that jam and put his hand in the air and say, throw it to me.
Yeah, and you got to have more than one. You really do. I mean, that depth and the diversity, that's where I look at a team like Green Bay. What makes them so good? Well, Yeah, maybe your one can cover my one, and maybe your two can cover my two. But can you? Have you got a three to cover my three, a four to cover my four? I mean, I can put eight guys in the box and double up one guy and still take, you know, if I can do that, you're going to have a tough day of it. So you've got, there's got to be a price to pay for doubling the one number one receiver if they're indeed that good or building that box. And that's where right now the Chicago Bears have to prove they have that.
Brian, let's say you're developing a young quarterback and you know he's your future and you know he's going to play. It's only a question of when. What would you have to see from him in order to put him in? And is there any danger in, you know, hurting his development if you don't have an offensive line that can protect him?
Yeah, if you don't have the assets around him, I'm one for playing the young quarterbacks. That's the only way you really learn. And if you're going to spend the first pick on a Mitch Trubisky, you don't want to open up the 2018 season and don't know what you have, as we saw in L.A. when you're talking about, obviously, the way they handled Jared Goff. So, but the problem is you don't want to put him in with no chance of success. And if you're that concerned about your offensive line, you're worried about the shots down, no assets, the ability to get the receivers down the field and whatever, then, yeah, development's one thing, but to put him into a no-win situation, that's tough. So that's a tough call. Compared to you look at a Deshaun Watson for Houston who's going to go in, he's got that great defense. He can be on a 20, 25 pass pitch count. And you can still win with that defense. If you're asking a rookie to go in and he's got to throw it 40, 45 times a game, that's a tough development curve.
It's also with the coach in John Fox, who is playing so conservatively, and clearly we know the kinds of games he wants to play. Maybe give his team a puncher's chance, run the ball, play decent defense, and to me it looks like a recipe for how to slowly lose double-digit games. It's just a matter of choosing the way you want to lose them, because I don't see how the Bears can ever play from behind and how they can ever sort of change what they do to say, all right, well, now it's time we gotta really take the governor off this thing and let's rev this engine up. They don't have an engine. You know, it looks to me like a choice to lose close and slow.
Well, that's the dilemma. Because, you know, if you're going to play those tight games, you know, you play good defense, run the ball. You can't, no, you got to play great defense and run the ball. Otherwise, all it takes is that one play, that explosive of somebody, and now you're right. You can't catch up, changes the dynamic. It's a tough dilemma, but that's the challenge you have. You try to find a way to manufacture it, and you can't give up on it. You can't give up on the fact that you need to make those plays down the field.
Brian, why do you think Vic Fangio has not been an NFL head coach?
Hard one to say. Vic is one of the best coaches I've ever been around. Got a great sense of the game. The players respond to him. You know, you got to be in the right situation, playing getting the notoriety of your side of the ball, doing that well on a very successful team. And he's had some tough runs, you know, a couple expansion franchises. And, you know, sometimes it just falls that way. And then you get to a point when you've been at it long enough and been around as long as Vic, then people kind of, well, why hasn't he been a head coach before now? So that's the thing that damns you. So he's as good a coach as I've ever been around. He's a brilliant defensive mind. It's just you got to be in the right place at the right time doing the right thing.
Have you looked at the NFL rules changes for this year and what some of the unintended consequences may be? And I'm not talking about the celebrations or anything like that, but what they're some of the points of emphasis regarding receivers now being afforded some defenseless player protections when a defender is approaching from behind or approaching from the side. I'm concerned that now some of these head scratchers where it's every incomplete pass is somehow an interference, now every incomplete pass is going to somehow be a personal foul too.
Yeah, and you hate it because after every incompletion, what does the receiver do? He stands up and throws his hands up like, well, how come that's not called? And which is a legitimate question the way the rules are going right now. But yeah, I mean, they'll adapt to it. I don't think the changes, I don't see changes right now where the emphasis, as they call it, is a big deal right now. I think we may see early a little bit of it, but the players will adapt to it. I don't think it's a game changer in that regard. Clearly, they're trying to protect the players. That's the problem, though. When you make these rule changes and you talk about it for protection of the players, no matter what the consequences, you can't go back. You can't go back and say, oh, well, no, this isn't working, so now we're going to allow you to do it because we're not worried about the players being hurt. Where before the jam rule off the, you know, that some people are talking about liberalizing that a little bit because that's not a safety issue. So you could kind of sell that. about DBs and their inability to put their hands on the receivers after the first 5 yards because it wasn't a safety issue. But when you label this as a safety concern, there's no going back.
And that's why I'm also concerned about the emphasis for what they call launching. And they're saying when a defender leaves both feet before making forcible contact with any part of his helmet to a defenseless player's body, that's any part. And if you look at the number of hits that have incidental helmet contact, and maybe that's where they don't say it's forcible or not, but not being able to leave your feet? I mean, I'm not quite sure how this gets adjudicated either.
Well, that goes back to, you know, it's like what I said. I've been at this game, man and boy, for 45 years, and there's two things I know I don't know, absolutely. I don't know what they're looking for in head coaches, and I don't know what a catch is. I couldn't begin to tell you what a catch is. And now maybe I don't know if I can tell you what a tackle is. But when you're having to pay a $1 billion fine to keep the head out of the game, you're gonna listen to that, right? You're gonna do everything you can to show that you're trying to do just that.
One thing you do know is SeatGeek.com for the NFL season.
Absolutely. We're at it again. And boy, I tell you, the more I'm around, the more I love it. Everybody needs to get the SeatGeek.com app, because I tell you what, no matter what ticket, it doesn't have to be just athletic tickets. My wife and I went to see an off-Broadway play, got on SeatGeek.com, found a ticket, and by the time we got to the box office, the ticket was there for us. Every transaction is guaranteed. It's the way you need to go if you're particularly if you're going to travel, you're going to see the Bears, or you're in a city you're not familiar with, and you're looking for a ticket, go to SeatGeek.com, get the app, and you're going to be just what you need.
I don't know why anyone would travel to see the Bears, but if you are, I would take the advice and also use promo code Billick for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Brian, looking forward to another terrific season. Thank you.
All righty.
That is Brian Billick of NFL.com and NFL Network, brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
You know, there's another big series this weekend, aside from the huge Cubs-Brewers series that's here.
There is.
White Sox-Giants.
Well, the White Sox need to start losing some games here so they can make a run at the top overall pick.
They're only a game and a half out of last right now, but they're a half game ahead of the Giants. So there is significance to this series this weekend.
Well, could you imagine if this played out? I mean, could you ask for more from Rick Hahn? Being able to make the moves that he made to stock the cupboard the way he has and have them lose the most games right immediately thereafter?
And he has flipped every player who could possibly be flipped.
He has stripped this thing down and sold it for parts.
With the exception of maybe Holland, who, you know, I don't know if there would have been any interest in him.
There clearly wasn't.
No, when he was throwing back in May, I don't know if that was too soon to be able to do anything. But otherwise, yeah, it's pretty much across the board a victory for Rick Hahn.
We'll do It's On at the bottom of the hour. I think it's pretty obvious what's on tonight, but we will talk about that. And also, there's some college football games this weekend. I don't know your level of interest in those, but so far the season started off with I hope the NFL season, that first weekend, starts off with the same kind of energy that the college season did, because then we're in for some really entertaining football.
Great ending with the UCLA win last Sunday night. Nice weekend.
Yeah,
nice
it was a problem for you.
It was a big problem for me, but I did get White Castle out of it. So, you know, it could have been worse.
I still don't know why you didn't stop.
Because I'm stupid.
And turn on your phone and check Google Maps. Maybe being in Maywood in the middle of the night, you don't necessarily want to sit there, but find a lighted parking lot.
I could have done that. That was an option. I considered it, but, you know, we don't do that because we're guys. We don't just stop.
I do. It saves you.
I figured I had to be able to run into a street at some point. Instead, I just went in circles.
He's Barry Rosner in for the vacationing Jason Goff. I am Dan Bernstein, and you have the score.
It's a critical weekend for the Cubs. They battle for the division with the Brewers.
Still going, still going. That ball is gone.
Listen to every game right here, day through Sunday, on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the Cubs win.
Chicago's official radio home of the defending world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is the CBS Sports Minute. If you're looking for an example of how to successfully draft, develop, and properly insulate a young quarterback in the NFL, look no further than the Tennessee Titans, who should be on the shortlist of teams challenging for AFC supremacy. They use premium draft assets on offensive linemen, and they further protected them by developing a run-heavy offense heavily reliant on the tight end when they elected to go vertical. Now, entering year number three, Mariota will see the game slow down significantly, and when it does, he'll like some of his new additions the Titans will roll out in wideout. First, identify the right guy, something that's a lot easier said than done. Then, protect his blind side and give him a decent O-line. And then finally, after 2 years of reps and some relatively conservative football, take off the training wheels and let him fly. If he stumbles, he stumbles. But it's a lot more efficient than just dumping a kid in the ocean before they actually know how to float. Congrats, Titans. Now kick back and enjoy the fruits of your labor. You have a good one. And who knows? Maybe even a great one. I'm BT.
The wait's finally over, Chicago. Football season kicks off Thursday night with two awesome kickoff parties at King's Dining and Entertainment in Lincoln Park and Rosemont at 6. Grab your game day crew and head to King's to enjoy amazing food, ice-cold 34-ounce beer mugs, and King's award-winning appetizers, pizzas, and more. Free food samples and giveaways all game. Come hang with 670 The Score's Danny Parkins at King's Lincoln Park from 7 to 9. And stop by The Score promotions team for your chance to win great score prizes and talk Chicago sports. Don't miss out. Visit KingsBowlAmerica.com to reserve your spot today.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law. What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We, the entertainment-loving people, demand the best unlimited wireless plan ever from AT&T.
I thought I raised you better than to make demands like that.
You know what? We want even more than that. We want AT&T to give us unlimited entertainment.
What else do you want? A flying car?
Well, maybe HBO included in our plan.
How about a unicorn?
And we want to watch all our favorite shows without paying overages.
Good luck with that.
And we want all of this, plus we want to save $25 on our monthly DirecTV bill.
But you can save me $25?
Well, yeah.
I'm proud of you, son.
Only AT&T offers you unlimited data with HBO included and never pay overages. Visit your local AT&T store and get AT&T Unlimited Plus, our best wireless deal on unlimited data. Plus, save $25 per month on DirecTV. It's entertainment your way.
After 22 gigabytes of data usage, AT&T may slow speeds. Plan includes Stream Saver and videos will stream in standard definition unless you turn it off. $25 DirecTV savings requires AT&T Unlimited Plus. Credits start within 3 bills. Service prices subject to change. Other usage, speed, fees, charges, and restrictions apply. See att.com/unlimited for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, they're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. We just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Sunday, join 670 The Score and Budweiser from 4 to 5 p.m. for Talkin' Cubs with Bud. Featuring Chicago Cub Albert Almora Jr. at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill on Clark and Wrigleyville. Enjoy Budweiser specials, an inside look at the team, and enter to win tickets to an upcoming game. It's Talkin' Cubs with Bud featuring Albert Almora Jr. Presented by Budweiser, the official beer of the Chicago Cubs. This Bud's for you. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. Limited autographs available. No outside memorabilia is permitted.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Developing story here at Notre Dame. I just saw this via Deadspin 20 minutes ago. This posted. It says an anonymous former Notre Dame student filed a lawsuit on August 17th at St. Joseph's County Circuit Court alleging that a football player raped her in his dorm room in January of 2016. And that instead of dealing with the alleged assault as she requested, the school mishandled it and swept it under the rug. According to the suit, the student, who goes by Jane Doe, was spending the 2015-2016 academic year at Notre Dame as part of an exchange program. She said she was escorting a drunk football player, also anonymous, referred to as Jack Rowe, back to his dorm room where he sexually assaulted her. She says she didn't want to face her alleged attacker, that her response was primarily motivated by fear. She insisted she wanted to deal with the assault of the alleged perpetrator privately. However, a second alleged victim got in touch with Doe, and they spoke with the Title IX office, who apparently told the accused football player that Doe was not participating after she and her father asked the Title IX office to investigate the second alleged victim's story before contacting the accused football player. Some of her reticence stems from the fact that Notre Dame allegedly never educated Doe on her rights under Title IX since she was a visiting student. And it goes on and on and on, and there is a lot of information here, but according to the text of the complaint, it said after Roe assaulted and raped Doe on the Notre Dame campus, she did not report it. She was terrified and unaware of any protection against the 6'5", 278-pound football player.
Of course she was reticent. Look at Baylor. Look at Minnesota.
Said she called a classmate in an effort to escape during the incident, and in a rage, Roe grabbed her phone and shattered it on the table in his dorm room. Okay, here we go again.
Yeah. Of course she was afraid.
Yeah, and you better hurry while Title IX still exists.
Yeah,
By the time your current education secretary gets done with it, there will be absolutely no recourse for any of these situations, and campuses by their desire
that's incomprehensible.
Are going to be turned back into assault playgrounds.
It's incomprehensible. It's, I mean, of all the times, in light of everything that we now know, which is a minuscule fraction of what actually takes place, of all times to be doing that now, it's just, it's incomprehensible.
Now, if you've been following what's been going on, the current administration has been taking audiences with essentially rape apology groups or accused rapists' rights groups, saying, "Well, wait a second, what happened to us? We're the aggrieved party here. We're being discriminated against because they're believing all these victims." And they're listening and they're actually acting on that, on these fringe groups moving to soften the protections and make it much, much, much more difficult for such incidents to be reported and or believed.
It's frightening.
Yes.
It's really frightening.
Wow. This is, and if at Notre Dame again, after the Lizzie Seberg case, again.
And that's just what we're aware of.
Wow. Well, that is another thing for that university to deal with. Wow. We'll see. This is Baylor. You heard about one, and then others started coming out saying, "Well, yeah, hey, this happened, and this happened, and this happened," until they were into the 50s. And I think another Baylor lawsuit just got filed last week, and they still want to hire the coach. It still took the Tiger Cats, the Hamilton Tiger Cats, whoever they were, hire Art Briles, and then there had to be this enormous outcry. They would say, "What are you doing? Oh, well, we didn't know." So it never stops. It never ever stops.
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:30 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back. Bring your family out to a game this season. Family plans start at $89 and are on sale at NUSports.com. Some breaking news out of the NFL. Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott has won an injunction from a federal court that will stop the league from implementing his 6-game suspension for the duration of the legal proceedings. That is likely to be the entire season. Yeah, I was really shocked. I'm reading the order now. It feels like a huge overreach by the court, but
This is federal court, correct?
Federal court.
Okay.
Well, the reason they wanted to do it in Texas, and they filed it when it wasn't actually ripe, was because they wanted to try to get a different verdict from a different judge, and they got it.
Because it was the other circuit in the Northeast that was much more favorable to the league.
Yep. So it feels like a huge overreach, but we'll have to see what the Court of Appeals does.
Wow.
Just keeps getting better. The injury report for the Bears' home and season opener on Sunday is out. Lineman Kyle Long, outside linebacker Pernell McPhee, and wide receiver Marcus Wheaton are all questionable. Quarterback Prince Amukamara is doubtful. Head coach John Fox says, "You may not have seen everything the Bears have had to offer in the preseason." Bears also have reached an injury settlement with Lamar Houston, and they have cut ties with quarterback Connor Shaw and running back Kadeem Carey. They were both on IR. Elsewhere, Chief Safety Eric Berry done for the season with a ruptured Achilles. The Dolphins plan on moving the whole team out to California for the week as Hurricane Irma approaches. We've got a rare Friday night game at Wrigley Field tonight. Chris Bryant joined Bernstein and Rosner just a little while ago and said the team is grateful the city allowed them to move this one to a night game. They got back in late last night from a 4-game set out in Pittsburgh. The lineup for tonight is out. Looks like this. John Jay leads off and plays left field. Chris Bryant at third. Anthony Rizzo at first. Ben Zobrist bats cleanup and plays second base. Alex Avila behind the plate. Ian Happ in center field. Jason Hayward in right. Javier Baez at shortstop. And John Lackey on the mound. He'll face off with Jimmy Nelson. Cubs are 9-1 in Lackey's last 10 starts. Pregame with Mark Gordy starts tonight at 6:30 here on The Score. And the White Sox are looking to bounce back after being swept at home by Cleveland. Southsiders welcoming the Giants to Guaranteed Rate Field tonight. Lucas Giolito making his fourth start on the year. Matt Moore will go for the Giants. First pitch at 7:10 from the South Side. The Bulls' Cameron Payne has had successful surgery on his foot. He'll be out 3 to 4 months. Tune into the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network for first pitch at 7:05, sponsored in part by White Castle. Try any two Belgian waffle sliders for only $4. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to The Home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Falcons game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on. Once again, it's
on. So obviously the Cubs will take priority tonight as far as the TV viewing goes. And then, interestingly enough, I may flip over to watch Mason Rudolph, the quarterback of Oklahoma State. I know they run a spread thing, but he should be on some radar screens just to get a look at this guy because he is in the quarterback conversation. It starts, you know, Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen and some of these guys we're talking about and Josh Allen and Browning, and you know all the names of Baker Mayfield. But this guy merits a little bit of attention, so it might be worth just sort of getting the first glimpse of that tonight. So that's probably going to be what I am watching. And I'm packing up for a quick one-day trip to New York. And as far as what's on Sunday, I need to DVR the Bears, actually. I will be watching the Bears after the fact, depending on travel time. And I'm not dumb enough to try to not know what's going on in the game. But I won't be able to, obviously, try to bang out 600 words without actually having seen it.
That's a good way to watch a football game. You can put you can put it on fast forward at double speed or three times and get through it pretty fast.
Right. And I want to know the outcome. I don't want to sit and ride the roller coaster. It's much easier for me to do my job when I know what happened. I know what matters more than other things, and I can prepare to see things as I need to see them. So
I think you already know the outcome. On Saturday night, which would be tomorrow night, is today Friday? Yeah, that'd be tomorrow night, a couple really good college football games. You have Auburn at Clemson, Oklahoma at Ohio State, which should be really good, and you have Georgia at Notre Dame. I do want to call your attention to a series. I don't know if you're aware of it. The final, eighth and final episode of Manhunt Unabomber is on Tuesday night on Discovery.
Spoiler alert.
But you could binge watch the first seven episodes. Yeah, spoiler alert.
They got him.
They got him.
Yeah.
But the way in which they got him is really fascinating. It's really the story of Jim Fitzgerald, the FBI agent who found this guy when the FBI had nothing. And it's all based on forensic linguistics, which did not exist at the time. He sort of invented it. And that's how they found this guy.
That's so before you had algorithms that could immediately, you run it through, could identify exactly who wrote it.
Yeah, in fact, the computers they were using were pretty funny when you see them now. And it didn't do a whole lot, but they were nowhere until this guy came up with this stuff. And so if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It's really good.
All right, the other side of the glass, starting with Nick Shepkowski.
Well, I'm a little ticked at you, Bernsie, because I'm trying to make this Oklahoma State thing like my Cinderella pick and get that bandwagon behind me, and you're just going out and taking it.
I'm just talking about scouting a player.
Well, let him have a thing. He wants a thing. This is his thing.
Because I've been on Oklahoma State, and like they have a super favorable matchup, a lot of upperclassmen. I think that they are a real threat to be a team that's not really being considered a whole lot right now, but a dark horse for the college football playoff this year.
What are their odds?
And great question. Curious to look at that right now. But I also find it weird, and I always find it interesting, when you have big-time program traveling to tiny school like you have tonight. Like, why is Oklahoma State in South Alabama? Why is that not in Stillwater?
Oh, it's at South Alabama?
It's in Mobile.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
They better get out of there fast afterwards.
I didn't.
But I always wonder, why is the huge school, the football power, going to tiny school?
It's a gift. It's a gift if you have an arrangement with that school to do multiple games between the two.
Anthony?
A couple things. Saturday.
Roll down tide.
Against Fresno State. That beat down.
How's that going to be entertaining?
I like watching it. I like to see how they're going to progress through the season.
They're going
to
just...
And Jalen Hurts step up to the plate and be a big boy quarterback.
They're
not
being
coddled.
They're going to squeeze the life out of another team the way that they do. I mean, just like with Florida State, it's like it doesn't have to be spectacular, but everybody on the team runs a 4-3, and they just keep letting them in, and they're just better.
And I'm also looking forward to starting this new show, Ozark, on Netflix. It's about a financial planner who moves his family from Chicago to some resort because he's moving, like, drugs and stuff. So, looking forward to that.
Ozark. Cool. There you have it. And that is It's On. That has been brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet. Use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. We are going to say good evening to Lawrence Holmes in just a moment, who is going to build a short bridge between this show and Cubs baseball. That is coming up on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Your headquarters for all-wheel drive.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at moranevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
Legal advice from a reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice. And look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We, the entertainment-loving people, demand the best unlimited wireless plan ever from AT&T.
I thought I raised you better than to make demands like that.
You know what? We want even more than that. We want AT&T to give us unlimited entertainment.
What else do you want? A flying car?
Well, maybe HBO included in our plan.
How about a unicorn?
And we want to watch all our favorite shows without paying overages.
Good luck with that.
And we want all of this, plus we want to save $25 on our monthly DirecTV bill.
But you can save me $25?
Well, yeah.
I'm proud of you, son.
Only AT&T offers you unlimited data with HBO included, and never pay overages. Visit your local AT&T store and get AT&T Unlimited Plus, our best wireless deal on unlimited data. Plus, save $25 per month on DirecTV. It's entertainment your way.
After 22 gigabytes of data usage, AT&T may slow speeds. Plan includes stream saver and videos will stream in standard definition unless you turn it off. $25 DirecTV savings requires AT&T Unlimited Plus. Credits start within 3 bills. Service prices subject to change. Other usage, speed, fees, charges, and restrictions apply. See att.com/unlimited for details.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law. What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
During the era of muscle cars, souped-up engines, and great American road trips, Die Hard was born. And for 50 high-performance years, they haven't stopped charging ahead. Die Hard is honoring the spirit of those who have a passion for the road and what they drive by partnering with Sears Auto Center to give you exciting offers to help you get to your next adventure. Right now, buy 3 Die Hard tires and get one free with installation at a Sears Auto Center near you. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard.
Get to JCPenney and get more fun for your money. Refresh your workout wardrobe and save big on Night to Day Doorbusters, Friday 3 p.m. to Saturday 1 p.m. Like 60% off select styles of exertion for everyone at home. Get tees and hoodies for him and tops and leggings for her. Also available in extended sizes. Plus, stack on the savings and get your coupon on the JCPenney app to save an extra 15%. Hurry, end Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 9/8 to 9/10. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What a hole!
This segment is brought to you by Sprint. You know, it's better than getting a new smartphone. Getting a great deal on the best-selling Motorola from Sprint. Visit sprint.com/free phones to learn more. Sprint works for me. Lawrence Holmes will work for you up until about 6:30. What you got?
A lot of Bears discussion, getting ready for the game. What's going on? I caught the tail end of the discussion about Bears callers. What type of callers are you getting?
It was a thing today. We went into the polar vortex of one segment of Bears calls where it was just, we were trying to figure out, this started, as usual, you get mission creep here. It started with Barry's observation that the Bears are treated by the media in a way that other teams in this town are not. Where there is a selling of hope, a selling of optimism that other teams simply do not get. And we're trying to figure out why it's considered good business, why that sells. And I pointed it to this spread in the Tribune today.
Okay.
Where this thing, what did you call it? A full truck?
Double truck.
Double truck. The differing degrees of hope. This team was 3-13 last year, right? Now look at this. Ray of hope. A glimmer, a flicker. That's for the offense. Ray of hope, a glimmer, a flicker. That is for the defense. All sunshine. All sunshine.
Can I look? I said this yesterday on Comcast, and I'll talk a little bit more about it tonight. The Bears defense can be a top 10 defense thing. People need to slow the hell down.
Lawrence, it's everything, though. It's across the board.
But that specifically, because the fragility of that defense, they lose one guy. Like, one guy. And there's going to be a tremendous domino effect that goes on with it. The other part of it, Barry, is if your offense isn't good enough, because this is a defense that, under John Fox, hasn't really taken the ball away. If your offense isn't good enough to keep the other offense off the field, eventually your defense that doesn't take the ball away is going to wear down. And when you play a team like Atlanta, for example, that's got that high-powered offense, you could see it happen rapidly. But I mean from a season standpoint,
yeah,
you're begging for disaster. And they've already got some guys that are kind of owie.
And they're going to be on the field a lot.
That's a problem for me. Now, I am a believer in Leonard Floyd. I think that I feel like I've seen enough and seen enough of him with the extra weight, which was a concern for some people, that get off is still really fast.
It's better. And he's quicker off the ball than he was. If he can stay on the field,
that would be great.
He's going to disrupt the other teams off.
But you know what? Already he's had two concussions. Already had two. So there's that. Then you've got I thought that, Jay Howard was going to be a guy that stuck on this team for the reason of depth on their team. Eddie Goldman's had a whole bunch of injuries in his career. Willie Young's had a whole bunch of injuries. Pernell McPhee.
Maybe they think they can slide Hicks to the zero.
I mean, if you have to, you'd love to keep him disrupting on the outside.
I agree.
But again, their two linebackers in the middle have both either had suspensions or injuries that have kept them off the field. It's a very fragile defense. When I see people getting overly excited, I feel like it's, well, the defense is way ahead of the Bears offense, therefore the defense is good, instead of, well, the defense might be fine, but the offense is terrible.
In proper context, my point was this, and this is in much shorter form than we did, I think, in the 3 o'clock hour, whatever it was. There is a selling of this team that doesn't take place with any other team in this town who are looked at with a more critical view. And it is across the board. Now, I'm not saying that they won't be better this year. They should be. This is year three of a rebuild. Mm-hmm. They won three games last year. They better be better. I'm not saying that some of the things they've done won't have an impact and that they won't be a better team. The point is, everything they do is given an A+. Everything. No matter how much they give away to move up one spot, A+. A guy who, I mean, Mitch Trubisky might be the answer.
He might be.
But the cheerleading for him is louder than it was for Jay Cutler, who had a body of work when he got here. Not 13 games in college. He had three seasons in the NFL, two of them as a starter, two and a half as a starter. But
Cutler came here, people were talking Super Bowl.
But the talk about Mitch Trubisky is that he's ready to go in and win NFL games right now. I mean, it's crazy.
Dan knows that I have been on this for a month.
He doesn't know how to manage a clock yet.
That because he's better than Glennon doesn't mean that he's an NFL quarterback.
But it's across the board, Lawrence. Every pick is an A+, no matter where they found this guy in some town or some school you've never heard of. Every signing is perfect. The offensive line is one of the top five in the NFL, is what I'm told. This is news to me.
Well,
this is news to me.
I think guard to guard, if everyone's healthy, you can make that argument.
They're not. He's not going to be on the field, Kyle Long.
And I notice I said guard to guard.
Yeah. For some reason, especially during the preseason, and maybe it's a function of having so little information during the preseason. Maybe it's a function of the NFL just providing so little access and such a tiny amount of information. But they are viewed and treated like no other team in this town. And it's every year, no matter what regime or what coach. And I've never understood it, and it baffles me.
May I add a hypothesis to this?
Sure. We hadn't really come up with one, I don't think.
When it comes to the NFL, there is a longing that goes on for it that is unlike the longing for other sports. People understand the length of the baseball season, and they know that while there's that general excitement that happens when the season begins, people usually hunker down and they're ready. Because the NFL is 16 weeks, boom, 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 every game kind of matters. People get excited. I'll give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about.
And because every year a bad team becomes good for no reason.
It happens 19 out of the last 20 years, right, where you have a team that finished last in the division that ends up finishing first. Last night, while the game was going on, I was checking on Twitter, and you know, some people that I follow were like, hey, if you're not near the U.S. Open semifinal, you need to get to it. And I said, okay. Switched over. It's Venus Williams and Sloane Stephens. It was incredible, like incredible competition. It was the last set, the last few games of the final set. It was great drama. And as you try to put people onto it because of the length of an NFL game, saying, look, I know you're watching the game. I know you have been dying to watch the game. Flip over and watch these two women. It was an incredible match.
Tell people who Sloane Stephens is, for those who don't know.
Sloane Stephens is an American, by the way, four American women in the semifinal of the U.S. Open. An American tennis player who had kind of fallen on hard times, like her game fell apart. She was like 920th ranked in the world before the U.S. Open started, and now she'll end up back in the top 10.
And her dad was?
I forgot who her
John
dad was.
John Stephens?
Oh, that's right.
Who, former NFL player? Right, who died in a car crash?
Yeah,
I don't know how many years ago it was, but obviously he never got to see her.
She's 24. She was taking on Venus, who's 37.
Shut it down.
And it was this great match. And now you're going to have a U.S. Open final with two black women, neither one of them named Williams.
Wow.
In it. Think about how incredible that is. That you have a. And the match itself was incredible. They were hitting these incredible shots at each other. And it was like 15 minutes out of your night to see this thing conclude and Sloane Stephens walk off. And Venus Williams, so graceful. Like her ambassadorship of tennis, when her career is over, maybe people will appreciate it. But there was immediately that, nah, man, I've been waiting for the NFL. So I'm going to watch all these flags be thrown in this 4-hour football game. And I'm like, it's going to be like, after I'm done watching this for this 20 minutes, the game's going to be there. And in fact, it got better in the second half of that game because I didn't need to watch most of the first half. And you got to see Tom Brady look every bit of 40. So I think that there's some of that. There's something, the NFL machine, and we are part of it.
The NFL machine
has done such a great job of getting the fervor for the season in the fan base's bloodstream.
But why is the media part of it?
Now there's a better question. Because we know that the NFL sells.
It's not
That's why.
It's not everybody. It's not everybody. There are some who view them critically. But overall, the cheerleading for this team, and I mean, no other team gets that benefit in this town.
There's another one that does, but only at the end of the season. The Blackhawks get that too.
Your face is interesting there.
I would.
No, I'm just, Barry, kind of just well, shot I him would, a look.
At the yeah. end, not no one cares at the beginning, but at the end, they, if it, it's amazing what happens.
I would like to argue that point with you.
We don't have time.
When we have time.
We don't have time because we have to say some thank yous.
Oh, sorry.
Lawrence is coming up. We are going to say thank yous
and
to...
Barry is handsome.
Yeah. Our guests, Olin Krutz, Chris Bryant, well, Zach Zaidman, and Brian Bielek. Yeah, very, very brief Gossamer time. Our video director is Brian Gertsch.
Mayweather said that the two of you were, quote, he said, very close friends. Is that, would you say that's an accurate representation of your relationship?
No, I mean, I met him a couple times.
Did you watch? Did you order it? Did you pay for it?
No, I saw it the next morning. I was, had a friend's wedding out of that.
And were you rooting? Were you and your guys, your friends, rooting for Mayweather?
I was at a wedding.
What was it? W-E-E-I? What?
I guess Tom didn't want to talk about it. There are almost no subjects now that you can talk to Tom Brady about, except for football.
He can't answer anything?
He is very mindful of the proverbial landmines that are out there.
Wow. Our producers today, Nick Shepkowski.
I mean, you must know about Mayweather's history of domestic violence. I can't imagine you'd be friends with a guy like this.
Wow. Well, he stepped on a few over the last few years.
Yeah.
He's apparently not going to do it anymore.
And our sound man, Anthony Gill.
I've met him a couple of times. Like I said, I think he's a great fighter.
Yeah. And you FaceTimed with him, though. He made sure everyone saw that, heard about that. Did you just wish him luck or just want to wish him luck?
Why is he doing this? How much is he making?
Sure we're going with it.
Sorry. How much is he making from that he needs to do this?
Especially when he's got the Monday Night Football thing with Jim Gray.
Right. Oof. Wow. All right, Lawrence, we'll turn it over to you. Everybody have a wonderful weekend and deep breathing.
Bears Monday. Let's go.
Bears Monday.
Let's go.
Monday is Bears Monday.
So sorry, I won't be here for that.
Yes, I can tell by the tone of your voice that you mean that so, so sincerely. We will talk to you on Monday. Goodbye.
I say, man, I won't go home, man. I won't go home.
Fantasy Football Fanatics. The Score's got you covered every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 with Chicago's Fantasy Football Today. Presented by Great Clips. It's going to be great. Starring Joe O. Featuring season-long and daily fantasy football all in one show. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports State.
There's more to Indiana State University.
More conference championships.
More art exhibits.
More Greek life.
More research.
More study abroad.
More international students.
More to discover.
In fact, there's only one thing there's not more of at Indiana State, and that's cost. Forbes magazine includes us among the nation's best when it comes to quality and value. There's more to Blue. Learn more at indstate.edu.
Get to JCPenney and get more fun for your money. Refresh your workout wardrobe and save big on night-to-day doorbusters, Friday 3 p.m. to Saturday 1 p.m., like 60% off select styles of exertion for everyone at home. Get tees and hoodies for him and tops and leggings for her. Also available in extended sizes. Plus, stack on the savings and get your coupon on the JCPenney app to save an extra 15%. Hurry, end Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 9/8 to 9/10. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We, the entertainment-loving people, demand the best unlimited wireless plan ever from AT&T.
I thought I raised you better than to make demands like that.
You know what? We want even more than that. We want AT&T to give us unlimited entertainment.
What else do you want? A flying car?
Well, maybe HBO included in our plan.
How about a unicorn?
And we want to watch all our favorite shows without paying overages.
Good luck with that.
And we want all of this, plus we want to save $25 on our monthly DirecTV bill.
But you can save me $25?
Well, yeah.
I'm proud of you, son.
Only AT&T offers you unlimited data with HBO included. And never pay overages. Visit your local AT&T store and get AT&T Unlimited Plus, our best wireless deal on unlimited data. Plus, save $25 per month on DirecTV.